Hello, this is Michael Carr, and this is the audio letter, The Tongue, a Blessing or a Curse. The tongue can be a blessing or a curse, a fire or living water. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, it says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. God is very concerned with what we say. Every word we speak will be remembered and will be judged by Him. What we speak about others and about ourselves will come back to us. We have the power to reveal the Lord's treasure in someone or to destroy them. God wants to take control of our tongue. Our habits of speech are important to God, such as gossip, slander, and backbiting. Sometimes silence is more eloquent than words. In Malachi 3, verse 16, it says, "Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in His presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored His name." What words will be on the scroll by our name? Again, the Lord says in Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, "Impress them on your children. Talk about the ways of the Lord when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lay down, and when you wake up." A study done at Wayne State University showed that 1 out of every 10 words are off color. The words that we speak will help form the heart, mind, and spirit of the other person, as well as ourselves. You and I are developing pictures in the other person of themselves. We have a real impact on how much people are loved and how much Jesus is experienced in another person. How we should speak. 1. God wants our words to be wise. In Colossians 4, verse 6, it says, "Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." To do this, we need to pray that God will bless our speech with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Grace brings life and healing if our words are seasoned with grace. They will last. 2. Keep wise company. Our speech is formed by the company we keep. We become more and more like the people that we spend time around. What kind of lessons, thoughts, and ideas are people teaching us? Do we feel comfortable bringing people that we love into their presence? 3. Our words should be sincere. Our words should also have something to say that bring life, growth, or change. They should make a difference. Do our words add life or invite damage or destruction? 4. Our words should be appropriate. In Proverbs 25, verse 11, it says, "A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver." Do our words show that we are listening and thinking about what people are telling us? Listening is loving. Are we always talking about ourselves? Are we bragging and boastful about ourselves? Are we careful in using words of judgment or condemnation? 5. Our speech should be gracious, full of grace, full of the Lord's anointing. Are we talking about people the way we would want them to talk about us? People love to hear words of beauty, courage, and determination in a world that's become so negative. People remember what you say. People also watch what you say or do not say. When we speak, are we giving credit to God, or are we giving credit to ourselves? Are we unassuming and humble? Our words should be inspiring and unforgettable. Do we look for the good to speak about our brothers and sisters and to build each other up? How much time do we spend thinking about our unforgettable God? How much time do we spend boasting about Jesus? As our words get lifted up, we also get lifted up. 6. Start sharing inspiring stories. Do we share about how our brothers and sisters inspire us? Do we keep a mental library of inspiration, humor, and good memories? Are we armed with a ready, big smile or warm laughter? Our words should be comforting. In Isaiah 50, verse 14, the Lord says, "The sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue that sustains the weary. He wakens my ear to listen like one being taught." Our tongue can defeat Satan. We have the power to bless people with our words. We have the power to bring healing and life with our words. God has mercy on us when we show mercy to others. How to control our tongue. 1. Ask the Spirit of God to quench our burning tongue. We need to be burning for God, not being burned by our speech. 2. Wait and seek God. If we can't say something good, don't say anything at all. Wait on the Lord before you speak. 3. When you correct a person, correct the action and not the person. 4. Use silence as a tool of communication. Our words tend to be hurtful and dangerous when we are angry. Jesus, however, often used silence to get his point across. He was the best conversationalist in the universe. 5. Make your words welcoming. Invite Jesus and others into your presence with your speech. Encourage intimacy and acceptance with warm words and actions. 6. Depend on God to give you the right word at the right time. Our tongue can run straight to the devil if we do not depend on God. 7. When you are angry, pray first. What do people think when you walk into the room? If our tongues speak love often enough, then our minds and bodies will follow. When talking is difficult, we can ask ourselves, are we afraid to speak? Then we can immediately run to God and ask Him to help us. Is the person you are talking to blowing off steam? Listen and acknowledge his or her feelings before you give your reply. When someone speaks to you, think about your opinion first. Even if you think that you are right, Jesus' opinion is always more important than your own. Love Jesus first, and then speak. Ask yourself, what kind of day am I having? Examine your attitudes and your feelings before you speak. Ask yourself, why do I have to be right when you hear someone talking? Is it that important to be right? If someone is blaspheming the gospel, then you need to stand up for Jesus. Pick the things that are worth fighting for. When people are being difficult, ask them questions and listen to what they are saying. The most powerful Christian is the listening Christian. An appropriate way to handle a person giving you a hard time is to smile, nod at them until they are done talking to you. Listen to them. Listening to them does not mean that you agree with them. God wants us to use the power of our tongues for His kingdom and for our good. God invites us to be people that will bring treasures into the lives of others who are around us. How can we make this a reality? We can start blessing others by putting affirmation and acceptance into practice, immersing ourselves in the Word of God so that we have an even greater treasure to share, using our tongue in thanksgiving and blessing, praising God for who He is and what He has done. listening to God and the people around us, praying, speaking the truth in love. The more we speak loving words to each other, the more we will encourage the presence of God to dwell among us. Then we will grow in the ways of God, and our relationships will be truly blessed by Him. The power of the tongue is an awesome thing to bless or to curse. Let's have our tongues be blessing. Let's have our tongues bring healing and mercy and grace and invite the presence of Jesus. Let's turn to Jesus before we speak and trust in Him as we speak. And then the Holy Spirit will use our mouths to bring more people into the kingdom of God. Thank you.